This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As this pandemic stretches on and on, Medicaid is becoming all the more important. The federal and state program helps cover medical costs for children and people with disabilities and low-income Americans. And as Medicaid enrollments rise, so too does the financial peril for a lot of states. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains what's going on there.
As millions of people have lost their jobs in this pandemic, many have also lost their health insurance. Joan Alker is the director of the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University.
Medicaid has really been a first responder in the COVID-19 pandemic, both from a health perspective and an economic perspective.
As of July, 4 million more people enrolled in Medicaid than were on the rolls in February. And that number keeps growing, with all those new enrollees, added expense. For most states, Medicaid makes up around one-third of the state budget. With less income tax coming in, less sales revenue, and a slew of unexpected pandemic expenses, states are strapped. Robin Rudowitz with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Governors are working on putting together budgets for the upcoming fiscal 2022, which begins July 1st, and they will have to assume that that fiscal relief is not available.
The federal government typically matches state expenditures 50-50. But for people who got Medicaid through the Affordable Care Act expansion, the government covers 90%. States also got extra federal money for Medicaid through the CARES Act in the spring. Sarah Rosenbaum is a health law and policy professor at George Washington University. She says states are looking for any place they can trim.
Probably the number one thing states are strategizing around is cutting provider payments or deferring provider payments in order to free up money.
Or losing health benefits like dental or vision. James Nash of the National Governors Association says if states can't make more trims in Medicaid, other vital services could be cut.
We're talking about K-12 and higher education. We're talking about corrections and public safety.
So states are doing some hard math. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.